Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
It's been a minute since we've done one of these, but they're always great to do. It's a Cards Cast commitment episode, special commitment episode, as the University of Louisville lands a big-time commitment. I'm Cardinal Authority senior writer Michael McCammon, joined by publisher Jody Demling, and Chris Mack has reeled in a really nice addition for his class. Give us the scoop, Jody.
You need a shooter. There's a shooter in the transfer portal who you are familiar with, have recruited. And he, oh, by the way, hit 4 3-pointers against you earlier this year. So you make a move on him, and lo and behold, it goes from making a move to Matt Cross committing to Louisville, the former Miami freshman. He played in, I think it was 14 games for Miami, started 9 for the Hurricanes, was their leading three-point shooter at 40% from three. He hit a three in 8 of the 14 games that he played, and he is a Louisville Cardinal. Michael, quickly, the particulars. Louisville expecting, I'm not going to say David's definitely going to go pro, because I'm going to give out hope until hope at the very end. But the expectation is that David or others could turn pro. I still think there could be other roster movement no matter what. Now there has to be, because there's really not a spot right now for Matt Cross, but Louisville takes his commitment. He will enroll at the beginning of the first summer semester. So when this season is over, this semester will end. And then when the next time they come back on campus, Matt Cross will be at Louisville. He is currently finishing up classes in Miami.
6'7", as you mentioned, a shooter. In those 14 games with the Hurricanes, Cross averaged about 26 minutes a game, averaged 6.9 points, 3.5 rebounds, 1.4 assists. So he's a guy that, you know, with his size, you know, is a weapon, clearly, as you mentioned, a great three-point shooter. So he can do it from outside. We saw it, as you mentioned, again, against Louisville, sticking three from long range. But he's also a guy that can go inside and get you a couple rebounds. He can attack the rim. So it's one of those type of players that a lot of Louisville fans have kind of been clamoring for, somebody that can make an opponent really respect your ability from outside, which then obviously can improve your inside game as well. So really, really big addition for Chris Mack and his staff here.
If you look up hard nose in the dictionary, Matt Cross' name picture could be in there. He's a really, really good three-point shooter, but he is a tough, tough, tough dude. He's going to be able to compete right away, as he did this year. I saw, I watched him in the 2019 EYBL down in at the Peach Jam and in other places watching the EYBL. He was top 10 in the EYBL for BABC, which is a very hard-nosed kind of program from up east. He was top 10 in points at 23.5 a game and rebounds at 9.5 a game. And there's only been a handful of guys who've ever done that on the EYBL circuit, and all of those other guys are now in the NBA. This, again, is a guy that is going to get on the ground and get you rebounds, loose balls, that kind of thing, and he's going to knock down three-point shots. I know the weird numbers, I guess, at Miami is there wasn't a lot of I thought they were good for a freshman, 6.9 points, 3.5 rebounds, and 1.4 assists. I think the knock by some of them that he didn't do a ton other than shoot, but I in a couple games I saw, and especially in the Louisville game, I thought he was pretty good. He moved without the ball, didn't play terrible on defense. And again, it's just a hard-nosed kid. It's a major addition for a Louisville team that next year, this year, can you imagine if they had a 40% three-point shooter on this team this year, what it would be like? They would be so much better than what they are right now. And again, they got a chance to finish second in the ACC. So we're not getting carried away with this team's bad or anything like that. I just wish they had another guy that, you know, David Johnson's hitting 40.8, but nobody else is above 34%, I think is what it is, and or 35%. And that's Jalen Withers, who's only taken 14 shots. You know, Dre Davis is 24%. Williamson is 28%. Slezinski's 22%. Karlik is 31%. They need a shooter on this roster, and now they've got it in Matt Cross.
And just kind of, I guess, to give a little bit of backstory on him, was a four-star kid in the 2020 class. Actually, was a moved a little around a little bit in his high school days, but was, you know, finished up at the same product as Brewster Academy, which produced Louisville great Donovan Mitchell, doing great stuff with the Utah Jazz right now. But again, four-star, top 100 prospect, picked, you know, signed with the Hurricanes over offers from like Butler, Florida, South Carolina, Texas A&M, Indiana, and a number of others as well. So this is a kid that's, you know, is one that would be a star in really a lot of recruiting classes. And we saw, you know, what he can do early in his career in Miami. And, you know, it's going to be exciting to see how once he does get into Chris Mack's system, and you love the fact that he's going to get in as soon as he does to start, you know, developing the relationship with his future teammates. So, you know, so once they do get on the floor together, they can mesh really well. And, you know, so I'm looking forward to seeing how he will fit in. You know, as we know, Chris Mack loves these, you know, these 6'6", 6'7", you know, type of guys that can impact at multiple positions. And he's got another good one here in Matt Cross.
I don't think he's J.P. McCura, who was a star at Xavier for Chris Mack. I don't think he's quite that good, but he is that type of player a little bit in the fact that he's a guy that's not gonna back down from a fight on the floor for a loose ball. He's gonna hit big shots. He's not gonna be overwhelmed by the moment at all, especially now that he's had, you know, some games in the ACC under his belt. He's not going to do that because he played his senior year at Brewster, and that's a tough schedule, you know, and what Jason Smith puts those guys through, all, you know, not during games but in practice and in workouts and stuff is awesome. We saw that with Donovan. It's a win all around. And the biggest thing, Michael, to me is that Matt Cross is done. I mean, you're right now, you're going into the final two weekends of the regular season. You know, at some point that you're going to have some guys make some decisions that are probably going to leave you a roster spot or two open. And you've already got it filled with a guy that you really wanted and a guy that you really needed. I think this is a huge win for Louisville already, with five guys coming in the recruiting class for next year, the five commitments that Louisville has, ranked number five class in the country: Roosevelt Wheeler, Michael James, Bobby Pettiford, L. Ellis, and Eric Vonderheiden. And, you know, those guys can shoot it better. I think Vonderheiden is going to be probably a guy that people don't realize he's a pretty good shooter. But they're all going to be, you know, are going to be newcomers. L. Ellis is a junior college guy, so a little older, but those are all newcomers. This is a guy who's played in the ACC, so it's a big, big addition.
Yeah, I think that's a great point to end on there. Is not only is he a new addition, but he's an ACC experienced addition. And Chris Mack has done well with bringing in some transfers. Obviously, we're seeing it this year with Karlik Jones and what he's able to do. And now Matt Cross seems like he's going to be the next guy that comes into Louisville as a transfer product. And when you can do so with ACC quality experience, that's a huge feather in your cap.
No doubt about it. Louisville gains a commitment tonight. A little bit unexpected because we knew that it was in the works, but we thought it might take a little longer than what it did. But Matt Cross, a commitment to the Louisville Cardinals, the former Miami guard, small forward, hit 40% from three-point range in 14 games for the Hurricanes this year. He'll join the Cardinals in late May or early June for the first summer school session. And, you know, knock wood, the NCAA doesn't change anything and they make that one-time transfer rule go through, he would be eligible next year. This has been a special edition, a commitment edition of the Cards Cast. For Michael McCammon, I'm Jody Demling. We'll talk to you soon.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sanfel, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.